Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee, and I got some guest co-hosts with me today.
I'm Swaggy C.
I am comedian Jess Pam.
And we have two guests, and this is going to be fun because y'all don't even know about this pairing today. But Key Glock is here.
Yeah.
Ebony Mystique is here.
Yo.
And we know you are an avid porn watcher.
Oh. Avid porn watcher.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Everybody watch porn.
You think
everybody? Yes.
All right. Well,
yes.
Ebony here
yes,
is.
Everybody.
I found that out.
A viral porn star, so.
Who is?
Ebony.
I thought you were talking about me.
No, not you. We don't know that.
We're trying to get to that phone. We're trying to get to that phone. Stop playing with him.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you just off the top, Ebony? When you do stuff like naked in the gas station.
Oh, shit.
How does that happen? Like, do they shut it down or do you have to guerrilla warfare just do it?
A lot of the times it's usually men that's working the counter. And so, men in the gas station, they not tripping.
So they don't care no way?
No, they don't give
a damn. You have to get like a release?
Nah, nah. They actually you get some snacks and you get your gas paid. 91.
Right.
Hey, let's go.
Free gas and free gas. Snacks.
I'm doing good.
All right.
Snacks and ass.
And you know, she used to be a nurse, a registered nurse.
Wow.
And then she retired from that. And
during COVID.
And financially been popping ever since then.
Yeah, nursing was crazy with the COVID thing. Like, it was very not secure. I was an ICU nurse for years, and then I did the call center, like an advice nurse. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't have no advice to give. Child, it was bad. I had to go.
Right.
Put my pussy online for more than $1,000.
Did it start with OnlyFans or...
It started with Pinky Triple X. Pinky Triple X did my first scene. She was my manager for a long time. Shout out to Pinky Triple X. And
that's not Pinky as in Pinky.
Pinky the porn star. Pinky Triple X.
Oh,
the
that...
one and only.
Okay, that's my girl. You know Pinky?
Nah. I know of her. I don't know her.
Oh, you
okay,
don't
know her. That's what I meant.
He's an honest guy. He's like, I've never seen her.
See that?
She ain't in my phone.
Y'all ain't try me.
I've seen her.
Yeah, I know
but
of
yeah,
her.
But yeah, so she put me on her site and we did two scenes. And actually at that point I was masked because I was a masked character. I wasn't ready, but that didn't work. Mm. They knew who I was. And
I seen them titties before.
Yeah. Didn't work at all. And so I had told her to take it down. It went super viral. I wasn't ready. And then she was like, fuck that. I'm not taking it down. And then she did take it down, but it was too much clout. So she was like, I gotta put it back. And actually, I need you back. I'll pay you your rate, whatever you're talking about now. But you gotta take the mask off. Mm. Yeah. So I was like, oh shit. Okay. How much we talking?
Mm-hmm.
And she paid me my rate, and that went crazy. That scene went crazy because I made this guy bust like, I don't know, like it was like 17 to 20 nuts with a condom on.
What?
and I squirted.
That's not impossible.
I'm like, you watch it. I cannot believe you. Can't take my phone. No, like, you want to see it? So
nah, I ain't gonna lie, Keeglock. You sound kind of like a hater.
Look at it right now. All right. Hate for what? What don't hate though?
You can't, because you can't bust that and see nothing for Kalamon.
Hold on, I don't even want to bust that mean nothing.
No, he did. He was like, and you'll see it in the film. He like, whoa.
Like, he didn't even know. Was it like back to back to back?
It was like, shh, shh, shh.
So he was machine gunning.
No way.
Where the condom on? Well, it wasn't breaks in between. It was just
no, that's me.
So that's just one long night.
I get it from my great, 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 great granny. Yeah, yeah, hella kid.
So you think that's impossible? You said you wouldn't even want to do that.
20 nuts.
She's a 17.
It was like 17 to 20. And the fans is the one who counted that. Who counts nuts? Wow. But yeah, they was like,
the
well,
the person that bust 17 counts them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's when I knew I was onto something. And I squirted on set, which that was not urine. I had already peed.
We don't know what squirt is.
I had already peed. It's that female ejaculation. Yeah. And so after that, it was motherfucking history. And at that point, I did have an OnlyFans. And I made my first M in the first 6 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
An M in 6 months on OnlyFans.
I need to make one of them.
But that's just gross, net. Let's not cap. OnlyFans, where people be talking about millions and stuff like that. I mean, hello, it's sex. Come on now. It's
so would you be open to having an OnlyFans?
Not right now.
Not right now. Maybe later.
Not right now.
That's a politically correct answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not hard to make that kind of money. If you think about the times we was in COVID, everybody was in the house. How many bitches actually did go on Breakfast Club probably or wherever else? The fuck to tell the whole wide world that they made $1 million and they became very hot behind that.
People were sending
shit.
Me their OnlyFans accounts.
Playing. That was crazy.
And how much they made. It's ridiculous.
But what's not the norm is to maintain an account like that after COVID and now.
I wouldn't be mad at just cashing in and cashing out though. Just get a quick few and then leave, you know?
I'll make you one then.
I just got one. Be like, I just need to get this house.
You probably got one. We probably just don't know because she don't show her face. A lot of people do that, and it's like millionaires off of that. Just like tantras and fetishes and not showing their face and stuff.
But I feel like if Keeglock did one, right? Everybody would just sign up because you don't.
They know me with my mask on.
You think they would know you?
I can't even hide
because the tattoos.
That's how
the tattoos.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I feel like he's saying because his junk is junky.
Yeah, I thought he was trying to screw me.
I'm junk.
Not a
recognizable
junk. He busting it. Hold on, that's Keeglock.
But what would your porn be like if you had made one, Keeglock? Like, what would you call it?
What would I call it?
Like, what would it be? The theme of your porn?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never thought of it.
You don't have like a little thing that you do that you're known for in the bedroom?
No, I can't speak on it.
Oh, he does have something though, because he
yeah, yeah, I got something.
Well, it's exclusive.
It? Huh?
You can't speak on it.
I can't say it, then motherfuckers might try to steal it.
Is I'm not weird.
Nah.
So you could say whatever you want to do. What you
there's no weird. Move that no one's ever
yeah, that's
done
what
before.
I'm trying to say. Why you can't say it? What is it? Like, you be like,
I'd rather
down
not
with?
See it.
If
what
you
I'm
get out porn, huh? I need to know.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't know what all she do.
I seen the
I
video.
Probably can't out porn. Matter of fact, I know I can't.
Well, what are you watching? What kind of porn do you watch?
I ain't got no type.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no type.
You
Twitter porn.
You seen Ebony Mystique
Twitter.
Before?
Ebony who?
That's Ebony Mystique right here.
You watching the wrong porn, baby.
Nah, it'd be on Twitter. It just pop up and I just click on it.
Oh, I'm all over that.
I just click on it.
We'll train you. That way you could talk freely. Because you should be able to talk freely about sex. It's okay. Like, everything goes.
Now, I saw you said you don't like fingers. Like, you don't like being fingered.
Because that's just weird to me. Fingers. Like, fingering, like, what is this? Don't do that. Give me the dick. That's just teasing and weird. Like,
what's
why are
wrong
you
with
there?
Foreplay?
That's not foreplay. That's like meddling. That's like typing. Like, don't do that. Foreplay is that tongue on that clitoris.
Right.
And I'm climbing up the wall and you're looking on these tits. Like, that's foreplay. That other shit is like mini me shit. Like, don't play with me.
I like fingering.
You too?
I don't like head when they do the windshield wiper on the clit. I'm like...
Not the
what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this? Like, I don't feel like that's necessary.
Like, why are we doing this?
I agree.
Yo. He like, I gotta stop doing that windshield wiper.
Look, Elon Musk.
He like, watching for him. Nah, like, my windshield wiper don't even work.
No, but like, I feel like guys don't even know how to really eat pussy. They have to, like, I don't mean train like a dog. Like, I mean, like, sexually. Like let me talk to you. Like, how you tell a girl how to suck your dick. Everybody's different. And mm-hmm. if you're not speaking up, you're not living your best life because you're not getting fucked the way you want to. You have mm-hmm. to have a clear communication. Baby, you making my asshole wet. Don't lick all around my pussy. There's only one place that you need to go. Am I right? Am I wrong? It is the clitoris. That is it.
This
that
sounds
is
too
all.
Instructional the way you're doing it.
But like, okay.
Baby, you making my asshole too wet.
It is wet.
I like.
It is like, ew, what are you doing? Yeah, you looking all like,
she like my asshole wet.
She got something.
I mean, if something going in it, if you just eating a pussy, it's like, ew. I don't like that.
I like.
Sam say, speak for yourself. I feel like.
I want my shit.
No, but like when you eat in vagina, it's really the clitoris. That's what the girl is looking for. That is a G spot. Mm-hmm. If, that you know how guys be like sometimes jealous of the wand or the toys and stuff mm-hmm. like that, the vibrators. It's because we looking for that orgasm, and a lot of women do not orgasm when they have sex.
Right.
They just fucking. They wet.
I ain't getting fucked right.
There you go.
But it's women that feel like they've been fucked right, but until they know what a real orgasm is, like. A heroin addict, excuse me, had told me this before. I said, why you do heroin? He said, baby, it's like fucking, you know, like when you get that nut, it's like the, yeah, so I get it. Because I'm on that wand like this heroin, baby. I need that. I'm like, that shit is
fucking great. I've never heard that.
Every time. I don't know about that.
But that's why they chase, that's what whatever's his
looking for
premonition from
yeah.
it.
But, yeah.
I mean, you see the head nod when they do it. And yeah. when you nut, come on now. Well, it's the neck.
That's you know what? You don't ever get like, this shit is whack. Like,
no. What are you
it's
using?
It's always good. No. I'm talking plus. About off of the real. Like, when you having sex or whatever, like, you don't never be like, oh my God, this nigga here. Like, never.
That's why I learned to communicate. Yes. My ass
communication is important, though. Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what he was doing. He was missing the entire, I'm literally giving him the pussy like, here. No, right here. There. And he missing it. Like, he need GPS
like
on his bitch.
It.
Well, Keith, like, are you communicative in the, do you talk in the bedroom?
Yeah.
You do? You give yeah. instruction? Can a girl suck dick
I'd be
wrong?
All over the place. Hell yeah, yeah. I hate that. Hell yeah. I'll tell you to stop. I really won't even fuck you after that. Like, I'd be mad.
Oh. So, like, what could she, all right, I get teeth. I know that's wrong. No. But what else could be fucked up? You like eye contact?
I don't like a lot of hand movement.
See?
Some guys like that.
Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody like different stuff. So you like no hands.
Do it with no hands.
Right. What else? You like it real sloppy or?
Who don't like it sloppy?
I think you
some
did.
People don't want their asshole wet from what I'm
wet
hearing.
Brain.
No, but I don't got a dick. Like,
sometimes
dick,
you can't do nothing
sure.
about that. I don't like this shit. I don't play no ass games, but when that shit is sloppy, you can't do shit about it.
Yeah, you're going to feel it.
That
is.
Shit.
They
shit.
Call that swamp ass. Yeah.
It's just go off.
It's amazing.
All right. Maybe y'all got to train me because I just don't like that feeling. Now, if you're getting in the ass, that's one thing.
But that moistens it up. So then after
you like ain't no huh?
I didn't say that. I was
you
like,
say that.
I just said that.
What you
totally
said
she does. She does.
I'm like,
yeah, she's like,
I didn't say that.
Not the way the back door works.
I love sloppy head. I want
you know how you could tell when somebody do like something they didn't deny.
She say,
it.
I ain't say that.
She might like that. Ain't nothing wrong with
like Popeyes. I just Popeyes.
They give me the biggest dicks in the whole wide world. Come on now.
I seen you with like a 13.
He was 15. He's 15.
I didn't see the 15, but I saw the 13.
And your ass?
Is it Brazilla?
I don't know. It's in my phone right now.
Yeah. He's actually 15. That's who you're talking about. We actually
hey,
got
y'all don't
really
mind. Let's talk about something else.
I'm sorry, just 1 minute
no
for the ladies.
No
just 1 minute
fit.
For the ladies. He is naturally 15 inches. We got him super, super hard and we measure him. He was 13 regular hard. Oh. But real hard, he's 15.
You can't do anal like that. That's crazy.
Hell no, and they think I'm playing. That's why they like my porn. I be dead serious. I be like, Lord Jesus. Yeah, no, I need help. I be doing prayer. Yeah. A lot of prayer, a lot of tequila.
Oh that can't God. Feel good though. All right, we gonna change the subject.
Yeah,
because
I'm getting
good.
Hurt
we,
now. I just
yeah, that
oh my God. Tequila. Can we get some tequila?
I don't even think I could fake a whole oh, yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Ain't no Johnny Gill playing over here. Bitch, this shit hurt. Take it out.
Now, Key Glock, when's the last time you've been in a relationship?
I'm in one now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
That's why the OnlyFans can't happen now.
Mm. Would y'all do like reality TV ever?
Nah. I don't even like the attention I got now.
Really? You don't like
it? Just come with my job. With it, I got to deal with it. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed that about you, though, because I feel like even when you do interviews or if, for instance, like how you say you don't like to ask people to do features because you do a lot of mixtapes and albums without features on them, mm-hmm. you don't even really want to fuck with people. I saw, who was it? Summer Walker
mm-hmm.
was saying doesn't that like she don't do no industry shit.
Industry yeah, events sure. and shit like that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like that's the reason why you wouldn't really want to collaborate with anybody? It just has to come organic.
Yeah. Like you said, it got to happen natural.
Mm-hmm. Are there people that you're like, okay, I am cool with this person. I wouldn't hesitate to hit them up and be like, yo, can you get on this?
Yeah, but it'll be like a collab. It won't be like a feature. I'd mm-hmm. rather split mm-hmm. it with you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then people ask you to do stuff. How do they get to you? Like, are you receptive to that? Because I know you've done some features, but you don't go overboard with that either.
Most of them, well, half of them be hands-on. Like, I just personally fuck with folks, but other than that, it be through my team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it be mm-hmm. relationships through my team. But other than that, I don't just because you say you got some money on a feature, I don't just always do it because it ain't about the money all the time.
Right. Yeah. It definitely isn't.
So what's the biggest maybe bag that you've turned down for a feature? Because I'm sure people hit you all the time. Like, hey, I got 20K, 50K, 100K.
Like 80.
Wow.
80, yeah.
For like 16.
Like 80. I don't know what else.
You were just like, no, thank you.
Yeah. It didn't make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm going to do something, I want you to win too. I don't want you to just be doing it just to be doing it. Like, I want everybody to win out for the play. So, I was like, nah.
Wow. So I can't see the OnlyFans happening anytime soon.
Right, yeah, because it's not making sense. It's strategic. It's a lot of strategy.
But the fact of the matter is, like, everybody feel like they can do, like, sex work and then they will get a bag. It's not that easy. But, you know what I mean? Motherfucker was just, I feel like, blessed. You know what I'm talking about? Because Pinky Triple X, they are fans of hers because of people that look like her. Because mm-hmm. they can't see her no more. She's retired. Look at me. I'm dark skin. I'm Barbie. I'm not BBW, big ass, 52 inch, none of that shit. So even with that being said, that the fact that her fans, I was able to some of them convert into my own was something different. And like I said, that OnlyFans money is gross. It's not net. It's a difference. Yeah, so you still have to pay taxes on that.
And yeah, don't they take the taxes out?
Hell, no. They take 20%, but you still have to do your own taxes.
Oh, you gotta get
just
your own
the
taxes.
Site takes 20%, you get 80%. Mm-hmm. But my point was like, that was a whole roundabout thing. Now you got this fame as being a sex worker. How can you maintain it? Especially when everything is watered down. Motherfuckers is picking up dildos now and getting the bag, which me, I get smashed. That my fans don't want to see that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real mainstream Adele star, mm-hmm. a real Playboy centerfold, mm-hmm. a real exclusive browsers contract star. This shit is real. Right. It's real. There's no plan.
Do you like to watch porn where girls just like masturbate or a girl on girl? Or do you like to watch like sex? Or do you like to watch porn of things you would never do? Like, what do you like to watch? Or do you like to watch things of stuff that you could see yourself doing?
I watch like regular fucking porn. I don't watch like all that weird shit. I just watch and learn from it, mm-hmm. basically. I watch it to learn from it.
You ever watch porn with your girl?
We just had this conversation. Right.
That's my kind girl. Of a
yeah,
chat.
Before,
yeah.
Not this one. Not the girl I'm with now. But
so
yeah.
you have.
But why do you feel like she, why don't you?
He might.
We be too busy. We ain't got time
They
to
be
watch.
Making their own porn.
I ain't seen it, but, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because there's something called micro cheating that we were just talking about. Like, you could have an infatuation with an adult star the same way you would like a musician, their industry though. And you're willing to pay for their record. You're willing to pay for my subscription in a custom or this or that, but you may never see me. What's wrong with you not? Why are you sneaking in the bathroom to do this? Why aren't you speaking to your woman or your guy about what you're doing? What is the, where, Are you like afraid somebody gonna judge you because you like kink?
I feel like also sometimes people feel like, why am I paying for some shit that's everywhere for free?
Right. But on OnlyFans, this is the thing. That's not true, because on OnlyFans, not only should you have DMCA removal team, another thing, if you rip OnlyFans and put it on Pornhub, it look whack. The pixelated is not cool. So a lot of OnlyFans...
This is all technical.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, a lot of OnlyFans content that you put up, you can't really see clearly on Pornhub or these tube sites, so people don't even do it. So a lot of that stuff really is independent of the people. That's why they OnlyFans doing so well.
Mm-hmm. I can see clearly on Pornhub. So.
But I'm talking about from OnlyFans. Lord knows where they get that from. Shout out to Pornhub. Pornhub
ambassador. So on OnlyFans, how the payment breakdown shit, like, do they pay for like a post or do they pay?
My,
you gotta get subscriptions.
First do they of all, pay it's like the strip club. No, fuck the strip club. It's like an amusement park. What, so like, you pay for your ticket in. Right. We in the amusement park. Right. Now we in here.
Right.
Then nigga, we hungry. We best to pay for that food too. Mm-hmm. You want to ride some more? You want to get to the fast line, or you want to
funnel cake? I want funnel cake.
That's what I'm saying. The subscription just get you in.
But I thought they just pay one time.
No. No, you could get things like, look, if you want like somebody to send you a custom video or pictures that's not up, like they could send you direct things and you could pay for that.
Yeah,
let me tell you this. You know that because Gigi and Stephanie are on there.
You're not playing with her.
Nah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Look at this. You and your girl could do one scene, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. I don't give a fuck what it is. 1 minute. And you literally could sell that one scene over and over and over and over. It's like that. Every person that's on your subscription, you can resell over and over again. That's how it goes. It makes. And by the way, we're talking not in person. Mm-hmm. This is literally on your phone. I don't know what kind of lifestyle people like.
So they getting paid more than streams.
But this is the type of shit that I like.
This is better than us.
I like to be here right. And watch
probably
my phone. Thing.
Probably
I don't know how it did hard work. You know what I'm saying? I already did that shit. I like to be in Tulum and like, hold up. So customs for me, especially if you up there, some certain customs be 1,000 and up just to do a 5 minute. Oh my God, I think you're hot. Ooh, shake. I want to shake my, literally. Think about if you got 7 guys like that.
You could also just show your toes.
All right, I'm in for that.
You can eat.
What nigga fetish?
No, no, it's a fetish. It's a fetish.
It is a fetish.
Yeah,
it
people be making mad money.
Where real nigga finish show their toes?
They do
pay
a lot of money for
that. How much they pay for that? Because my girl is telling me that she could do that, and I'm considering like,
that's what I was just saying. You don't, that's what I said.
It's different for a woman.
You like,
yeah, your feet gotta look pretty.
Boomerang fucked us all the way up. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. Yeah, you got every man in America looking at people's toes.
I'm like, no black feet.
No black feet.
That mean dirty, yeah.
You take care of your feet too, though,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Okay, just making sure.
Making sure you ain't,
you can't be a hypocrite.
My hands too.
Okay.
Yeah, look at that. Well manicured.
Consumerism is so many ways that you can, and just the fact that these people can talk to you. Mm-hmm. They ain't never been able to, like, a porn star used to be back in the day, like, oh my God, like a real star, like, mm-hmm. You come outside? Right. Like, now it's like, you could literally just hit them up.
DM, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So they ready for that. It's good money.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you know any porn stars in real life, like in person?
No, you just met Ebony.
I can't think of right off top. I know some people with OnlyFans, but I don't know if they make them porn stars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that there's a fine line between that too, because people do content on OnlyFans that is like, you know, amateur porn. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make you a porn star though. That just makes you somebody.
I have a lot of friends. I know a lot of people. So the IG girls that are doing well and doing OnlyFans, some of them do not consider themselves porn stars. They will say, I'm a content creator.
Okay. Wow. I'm an influencer.
Wow. I'm an influencer. You know, and some will be like, nah, fuck that. I'm a porn star. So I think it's all about the person, how they see themselves. If you're getting any type of money, I don't give a damn what it is. Even if you're if you're doing lip service and SMR and you get paid for it, you're a sex worker.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know if we're sex workers up here.
No, I'm saying if you know the ball. No, not you. Literally, I'm a comedian.
I don't know.
But that is a service. Like, call, not you guys. Right. I don't know, whatever. But like, I'll subscribe to your OnlyFans if you come. But like, it's like the phone sex call operators. Mm-hmm. Oh. They're getting paid for that. Anything that you doing sexually and get money for monetization.
Okay, you are like a sex worker. That don't happen. No, there's no more phone sex operators, right?
Yeah. Nobody actually does, the people on OnlyFans are doing very well with eating. It's a fetish. Remember, people like to hear whispers. So yeah, you can definitely be successful
that's
doing
a
ASMR
too.
And I know a girl.
No, who, I seen wait, eating videos.
It's true.
You ain't never seen where they take like this
spiritual
big,
the eating videos.
Big wet long sausage and beef.
I'm so serious right now.
That's like fetish.
It is. It's like a sound effect.
It's a mouth. It's oral fixation. Girls literally getting a DoorDash full of shit, sitting there with their cute little shit on, eating and getting paid.
So we can get paid to do what we do.
Yes,
not eat a little. You got to eat sloppy. It's all about being sloppy.
Girls are paid to watch you smoke.
Yes.
No, I'm playing. Can you imagine?
Yes.
I'm cooked. And oh, well.
You just got to throw a hoo in
everything's
hell
fine.
Nah. I can't even fake moan. I don't even.
So you don't moan at all in the bedroom?
Oh, that sucks.
No, because guys, I feel like there's a thing with guys.
I don't moan while fucking. I moan off a head, but.
Yeah. What's wrong with moaning? That's like
I didn't say no wrong.
Okay.
That's motivation.
Have you ever came off head?
Hell yeah. What you mean?
Oh, great. I mean, some guys have said they never have.
Wow.
You been on Twitter? Yeah. It's the guys on Twitter be acting like they ain't never did this or that.
And then can you have sex right after you get head and come?
Yep. Make me go harder.
See, I'm telling you, that's the
you give me some good ass head, I'm gonna fuck the shit at you.
Okay, somebody was telling me. Because when I was saying Ebony Mystique was coming here, this guy was telling me that he was about to have sex with a girl and he couldn't get hard, so he had to watch porn on his phone real fast. Right? Have you ever not been able to get hard?
Mm-mm. I'm young.
But still, okay. Never been drunk or nothing? And
I don't drink.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. Fair enough.
So unfortunately, there are a lot of young men who are more comfortable talking to people like me about that than their women or their family members who do struggle with erectile dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And they can't get hard or they come too fast. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. What's the worst problem?
I think the dysfunction.
That shit like a marshmallow, Mike.
Don't ever get started. You just rather not start.
He's like, if you had to choose a problem, would you rather come too fast or not be able to get hard? If you had to pick one, and this is what
hold on. Say that again.
If you had to pick one, girls was like, yeah, he cool and all, but he either comes too fast or can't get hard. Which one's worse?
I can't even put that on myself. You ain't even nail one.
I can't even jinx myself. I think it's probably worse if you can't get hard because then nothing happens. At least if you come too fast, you came.
Yeah, but not me.
And you've definitely come too fast before. I think every guy has.
Yeah, before, but not on the regular.
And do you apologize or what?
Nah, I get back up and keep going. Shake it out.
Hold on, give me a moment. Yeah. Did you try to hide it? Because sometimes guys come fast and try to act like they didn't come.
Oh.
And just keep it like, and then be like, I'll be right back. Go to the bathroom, change the condom.
Nah. I got a question for you.
What's up?
Do you come quicker off of good pussy or whack pussy? Because I done heard two sides of the spectrum. Yo, the pussy was so good, I came. And then I heard dudes say,
Good pussy
may come quick, right?
Isn't wet pussy good pussy?
I was going to say, isn't wet pussy good pussy? Because
Not all pussy gets wet. It's pussy. It can just be wet.
You know, you took out the garbage before and it was wet. Just wet trash.
Yeah, you feel me?
That motherfucker working, but it don't work. What is this?
Nah. Will you come faster off a head or pussy?
Gain some motivation.
Munch that motherfucker.
You like eye contact?
Yeah, hey, why not?
Like if a girl's giving you head and looking at you, or is that feel weird?
Nah, it ain't weird to me. Why is it weird?
I don't know. I just always feel it's weird. Like,
it's a little creepy to me.
So you walk down the trail while you look up here. It's a little creepy.
Now it's kind of weird to stand down. Though.
And your
legs
up
and he's just looking at you. Like, what the fuck? Look down, stupid. Look at the pussy.
Y'all really shy. That's what it is.
No, it's
creepy.
But it's
so
just
how
weird.
Y'all don't want nobody to look at y'all?
Because he look weird. Like,
look for you.
Just think about how that looks. Come on, look. Look at me.
You do it. You want me to say something like, ooh, good job.
Yeah.
What do you want? Like, bro, look away.
I'm fucking hungry.
So when you eat pussy, you look in her eyes?
I don't even eat pussy.
What? Wait. Let's do it one together. I got
five couch now.
I can't even breathe. Where my ass is fun? Where my PR at, goddamn?
Hey, school her mic over there.
This done took my goddamn mic off me.
Yo.
You never tried it?
Nah.
You wouldn't? You will.
I ain't gonna say I wouldn't, but I ain't never tried it.
Nobody ever, like, your girl
ate my lip up below. My lip. Glock ate her pussy. I'll give you $1 billion.
But nobody, she never asked you, like, yo.
I guess I don't even, what y'all like to say, I don't give that. Like, that's not what I give.
You say no?
But is there a reason, like, why though? Like,
yeah, I'm kind of fucked up in here, so yeah. I don't trust myself doing it.
You don't trust women or something?
It ain't even just about that, but.
Can I ask you something? Do you eat pig feet?
Nah,
I could
do you eat that. Oxtails?
Yeah.
You eat oxtail.
Tails.
That's the ass. No, of it ain't. An ox.
It's the tail.
Oh, it's still the ass.
It ain't the rectum.
Mine not a pig. What's wrong with
pussy? Well, we didn't say a rectum. We're talking about her pussy. We're not talking about her ass.
Yeah, like, what's wrong?
We're doing
babies. We're trying to understand why this man ain't ate no goddamn.
Do not compare oxtail to eat a pussy.
Ain't got to.
I was about to say, I'm about to be his PR person. I'm about to tell you. Didn't I tell you before?
Tell me why.
You were going to say his dick was digging?
Look, so check this out. Have y'all ever been?
Heard this story.
Have y'all ever been fucked so good you ain't even thought about no head?
I told you. Didn't I say it?
Yeah.
But I have that, like,
take a shot.
I don't know if I would have sex with you if you didn't eat my pussy first.
But this is not a fair question for me because I'm a pussy eating connoisseur.
Like, they have to eat. Like, you have, like, because dick is dick.
Once what if a girl told you she doesn't suck dick? Is that okay?
I ain't gonna beg you. Or force you.
Not saying force, but, like, would you be, like, disappointed?
I ain't gonna say disappointed.
You would be disappointed, like,
because I've even eaten I'd pussy. Like,
would you be I'm in a like, would damn. You be in a relationship damn. With a girl that doesn't give head and suck dick?
No.
See, right? Okay, that's the point.
Exactly.
How do you think women feel?
They don't feel like this about me.
You are in a state of shock. I'm in shock.
Listen, keep laughing. Listen.
What's all this up?
Christmas is coming up. Mm-hmm. Now you know what would be an amazing present for her.
Nope.
A Gucci coupon.
Nope. I don't know.
That would be. Listen, can you imagine? It's right. Christmas Eve. The tree under the tree.
I'm telling you right going. Now.
She would be like, "Yo, and this is something you've never done before. You can give a gift that's a one of a kind."
That's what you want your man to do.
Oh no, he's fine. He do it. That's not a problem. Yeah. You'll be my man. No.
You gotta give. But I'm just saying, keeps on giving.
And look, I hear you.
And actually, Ebony Mystique can give you some tips on the. She can give you some tips on the right way to eat pussy too.
I just told him. I know he was listening. It's that clear. All the rest of that shit is bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, but she like her. Yeah, the twat.
I think every woman likes things different. Like, first of all, I don't like when people do like the like their tongue in and out like that, mm-hmm. like it's a dick or something.
Serves no point. Serves
no point. There's
no point.
No point.
Yeah. Like, no what point. Are you doing?
You doing that and you staring at me? How weird. Weird on so
you,
many levels.
You look dumb. God got good at dick. His head wack as hell though.
So, he don't got time. No,
I
get it
now. Don't purposely
talk too much. I feel like it takes time though. Like,
I'm not about to have these conversations about me.
And don't purposely be bad at it just so you don't have to do it. You know how people purposely do things wrong?
Like, yeah, so don't do that ever again.
Like, you ain't never had pussy in your face and she was like, eat it. Like, what happened?
Nah,
like, what
hell got you to this point? Don't not even play with me. Like, I ain't even.
Why
does
that make you mad? Like, that's sexy.
You was a child.
I'm like just saying.
You said this like that. Like,
hell no.
I'm saying like.
That sucks.
Where you from?
Why is you putting your pussy in my face and you know I'm not finna eat it?
A lot of nasty bitches.
So is that like a Memphis thing?
No, I know a lot of nasty bitches.
I don't know what niggas do. That's a me
thing. That's not your thing.
Plus, he's young. What are you, 25?
Yeah,
he's 25. Mm-hmm. He's a baby still.
That's not that young. Mm-hmm.
I know it's not.
Not in the same
way. He's a baby.
That's a big ass baby. That's a grown ass man.
Straight up.
That looks great.
Now, like, I want to talk a little bit about the album. Obviously, mm-hmm. you do have the EP that's out right now. By the way, I like that you kept it short and kept all, like, bangers on there. How many songs did you have done before you decided we're going to narrow it down and just do these for the EP?
Man, we went through probably 100 songs.
Damn.
Wow. Putting in that work.
Yeah, like, see how much time you have when you don't eat pussy?
Right.
That's lit.
Swear.
Like, hell you.
Swear.
Shut up.
Y'all niggas gonna eat some pussy. Don't get up here with God. Yeah. No, don't try. You ain't gonna get too far. That's him.
Yeah.
That's
his story. It's too late for y'all to act like me now.
It's too late. You know what I'm saying? That's got that.
Keep doing it.
So are you a big fan of the Saw movies? Because you did the Jigsaw theme video.
Yeah, I fuck with Saw.
You like horror movies?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. I told you I'm fucked up in the head.
Why do you keep saying that? You were raised by women too. That's why I'm like, I feel like you would be more sensitive to a woman's needs because of that.
Yeah, for sure. But that don't mean I gotta eat that pussy.
I mean,
I can do everything else. But
I do feel like men who are raised by women are a lot like nicer and respectful.
Nah, for sure. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
No, but I've seen the opposite though. Really? I have friends who like were raised by their mother, have old sisters, and then just be out here cheating, wilding.
Like, I didn't say they don't be cheating. I'm just saying they be respectfully cheating.
Yeah. I guess so.
Is there such a thing as respectful cheating?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, you say yeah.
Yes, it is.
Like, what is respectful cheating?
Is cheating as not cheating. It's like, all right, baby, you already know what I'm doing. I'm about to go ahead. I'm going to be home. I'm not going to stay out late. I'm like, all right, high five.
Nah, that's clear.
They all going to cheat. You don't think all men
cheat? That ain't cheating if she know.
Exactly. So, but that's respectful.
It's an understanding.
It's an understanding because at the end of the day, it's too many women out here to say, I see, you know what, I'm going to leave you. I don't want to mess with you. But do you feel like it's
realistic to think that a man is only supposed to be with one woman for the rest of his life and you're only 25? Is it realistic? I'm not saying you're doing it or not doing it. You could be doing it. I got you. See that? Is it realistic for you to think that one man should be with one woman for the rest of his life? Like, you got a girl right now. Is it realistic to think you're only supposed to be with her for the rest of your life? If you said, this is the one and I'm going to marry her, one pussy for the rest of your life, is that realistic?
Yes.
Everybody think like that when they're in a relationship.
That is true.
Do you think like that is the question?
Yeah.
Or do you have understandings?
Yeah.
Where you have understandings too.
Yeah.
So then that's not one pussy. I'm saying, but it's not. Then that's not one pussy for the rest of your life.
No, but he's saying no.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Don't you get him that pineapple?
See, that's what I gotta go.
Understandings. What you said? Understandings.
You tried to give it.
It's like the interrogation.
We locked in. We locked in. What you want?
See, with that understanding, it's like, you know, we ain't going outside of the cold, but this bitch ass is fat.
So, just Pam, you're telling me you'll be okay with a guy who you have an understanding. He could do other things as long as he comes home at a decent hour.
No, I'm saying I'm realistic in what I think, and I'm realistic in my expectations and my past. So my past has shown me that everybody that I have run across, they've all cheated.
Mm.
Everybody. All my friends, they boyfriends.
Have you cheated?
Everybody cheated. Have I cheated? Of course not.
Like, never. You know that was a lie. When somebody repeat the question, automatically you know that's a lie coming out their mouth.
I've never been a cheater. I've always been the cheatee, if that makes sense.
Have you ever been cheated on, Key Glock?
Mm-hmm.
You never caught nobody?
I ain't even trying to catch you.
So you're not the go through the phone type? You're not like...
Not me. This shit lying.
Why you keep saying that you fucked up?
I ain't just say that.
No, I'm talking about earlier. Like, you said it a few different times.
I just look at a lot of shit different. That's what I mean.
Like, what do you mean by that, though? Like, give me an example of what makes you feel that way. I'm just curious.
I don't eat pussy.
That is fucked up. That don't make you fucked up.
It does. It does. What else, though? Because... Even before that, like, when you say that, what do you mean?
I can't really just, like, pinpoint it out on that. It should mean a million different things.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Could you see yourself getting married one day, in love, in a trusting relationship?
Monogamous.
Yeah, one day.
Mm-hmm.
You said it, one day, yeah.
I'm just curious because you said it a few different times and I'm like, what is going on? Because I believe when a guy tells you something, you should believe him.
This part, anybody.
And so guys,
there you go. Say it again.
I believe when a guy tells you something, you should believe him. If a guy tells I don't want to be in a relationship or I'm fucked up, I got to believe that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you gave a little disclaimer and a warning.
I'm like, come on.
Right. You don't even know pussy. Me. He fucked up, all kind of things.
See, y'all, when I say
he be in the studio doing 100,
think I'm
like, I'm scared of him.
Nah, see,
he might be the
be
one.
Scared. I would be looking at it like, that's interesting to me.
It is very interesting.
It would be more interesting.
Yeah. Is that like,
it's so interesting.
Did the Memphis like dating scene do that to you, or is it before that?
They don't play no role in like nothing with like how I act.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just past life experiences, right?
Yeah,
that make you think
really
differently.
Everyday life experience. Yeah. Ain't got nothing to do with dating or women.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about when you lost your virginity? What was that experience like?
How bad is here? I ain't really know what I was doing. I was probably like 11 years old,
mm-hmm.
12 years old.
Was it her idea or your idea?
I think it was mine. More than likely, it was mine. I was bad as hell. Yeah, it was my idea for sure.
And did you like, I mean, this is just disgusting to even think about. So. I don't even want to ask no more questions about it because I'm thinking
sure.
Like,
right.
What does an 11-year-old know about?
Right. That's 11-year-old boy. Think about this 11-year-old girl.
Well, we don't know how old she was.
How old, Jesus? I don't want to
usually
know.
Usually it's the older.
Subject. How old was she? Oh,
she wasn't the same age. She probably was number like a year older.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't nothing crazy.
Did you feel different after? Because I'm thinking about when I lost my virginity. If I felt a little
did
different.
I feel, I don't even. I, I probably couldn't even. I didn't even know what happened yet. Yeah. Yeah, I was young.
Like, and I thought it was whack the first time I did it too. Young, like, I was like, this is awful.
I was just doing shit I seen on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I was bad as hell. Like,
were you sneaking watching like porn back then?
Like, six years old, I tried to rob my candy lady.
What? The neighbor, on not my, the candy lady.
Well, on my bike. Okay. Like, I pulled up on the candy lady with a bandana around my face and told him, give me all the candy and the money.
At 5
because I seen it on
what
TV.
What movie like, you watched that you did that?
I don't remember. I ain't gonna lie. Training Day. Matter of fact, it was Training Day.
Training Day.
It was in like 2001. Yep, I was like 5, 6
And what did the candy lady say? No.
Laugh.
He was laughing at my ass. And I was so mad.
He was serious.
You give me all the candy.
I was dead serious. And he, nigga, you laughing? What the
fuck? Did they tell your parents? Like, or did they tell your grandmother?
I stayed directly next door.
Oh, that, yeah.
And I rode my bike. Like,
you rode your bike next door? Yes.
So did you get in trouble? You had to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, I got in trouble. I got in trouble.
The laugh.
No,
I ain't get whooping, yeah, but I got a whooping for that one. Yeah.
Dang. Wow. Who they told your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
What trouble looked like for Key Glock though? Like
at 5.
Was that an ass whooping?
Rest in peace to my grandma. I can say this with switches, belts, shit.
She made you go pick it.
Yeah, whatever. I had to pick my own belt.
You want to go pick it?
Whatever she get her hands on.
That part.
Yeah. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you think, you know, when you look back to when you were younger, did you always feel like you knew you wanted to be an artist?
Nah, I didn't want to be. I used to want to be a pilot.
Oh,
or
really?
A football player. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, I don't know what made me want to be. I used to like traveling a lot when I was little, like young. Mm-hmm. And I used to always just want to be in the cockpit. I used to want to be a pilot. But as I got older and older, like, I realized this shit wasn't the pay for me.
That would be dope, though.
Get into other shit.
Because I noticed I don't see a lot of black pilots when I fly. And you know what? I think I've only one time seen a black woman pilot ever.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one.
Damn, I ain't never even thought of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always pay attention to who's flying the plane. It's barely any black pilots, period.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Especially on Spirit Airlines.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever. I think I flew on Spirit once.
I flew on Spirit.
I ain't
going to
lie. I'm
really scared.
Just bring your own seatbelt.
That's what. Do you remember your first time flying first class?
Yeah. I was young. I don't know exactly what age, though, but yeah.
You was doing a lot of baller shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I was young.
How did you get to travel so much when you were young that you knew you that you thought you wanted to be a pilot?
My mother was in federal prison, and they used to, like, ship her all across the states. So wherever she would go, like, we'd take a road trip. Or we'll just fly. But then again, my family, like, they always, like, take little family trips. So we'll just, you know what I'm saying?
Did you
just travel.
Did you look forward to going to see her, or did you not want to have to go see her like that?
Nah, I used to want to go. Like, let's go. Like, the main one. When I was so young, but hell yeah.
You also mentioned football was another one of those goals of yours. I know that you spent a lot of time at Jackson State. University. What's that like being on the sidelines? Do you ever have those, like, I call them hoop dreams because I used to play basketball. So you have those football dreams?
Yeah, yeah. Every game. Every game I go see, I'm like, man, I wish
that
I could
be
this.
Me. Wide receiver, right?
I say, I wish I could do this shit one more time.
You would go
like,
back.
Fuck this rap shit, yeah. For real.
Yeah. I mean, people change careers.
Yeah, but I can't change it now.
Right.
Yeah, I can't change.
Michael Jordan, like.
I'm slowly changing.
I don't know what
but...
I can.
Like
from nurse, well, you're gonna porn see, star,
yeah, you did go from a nurse to a porn star. So what's next?
But I was nurse, celebrity stylist, porn star. Now I'm like Airbnb. The Airbnb shit is crazy, by the way.
Oh, making money on there.
Woo, that shit is so lucrative. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, it depends too, right?
Where you are. But see, right now I'm in LA, Las Vegas. I'm in both places, so it makes sense. Because especially Vegas, it's like a given. Like, come on. But like, I'm living my life in reverse. Like, I was already white collar. I was already a charge nurse, and I knew what it was to pay real taxes. A taxpayer. Fuck a tax return. Like, a taxpayer. Like, I was already, like, kind of responsible when I got into porn. So my thing now is to do more mainstream acting. I'm already mainstream adult. I kind of put, there's only, like, so far you can go. You know, whatever the goals are, they've been made already and beyond. So now it's, like, more mainstream acting, more mainstream things like that. You know what I mean? Because porn can only take you so far.
And what about having sex with white men? Because I know that's a thing in porn too. Like the
I never knew anything about interracial before. I didn't even know that was a term for real. And my dad.
What do they call it?
They call it interracial, IR.
Oh.
For sure.
I thought it was. I know they'd be having like the black porn or whatever.
Right.
It's called.
But that's what it's called. Check it, right? So me, I didn't even know that that was a situation before I got into porn. And my dad is the co-founder of the Black Panther Party. David Hilliard is my father. I'm a Hilliard. David Hilliard, Huey Newton, Bobby Seale. That's the Black Panther Party.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
Before this whole little situation, I was already fucked up in the head. You feel me? For real, for real. But when I came to adult and they make it like a thing, like black on black, black on white, IR, all these terminologies mean nothing to me. What means everything to me is a hard dick and a clean pussy. And it ain't stank. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what color you are. Swear to God, they make it a situation. So do I do IR? Yeah. Do I do black on black? Yeah. Did I go to Prague, which is Europe? Hello, what's over there? What? Europeans? Yeah. Like, that type of shit in adult is, like, immature. And it's, like, dated.
Because I have heard things about, like, how people get paid. Like, if you do porn, what did they say? If it's a white guy doing having sex with black women, they get paid less or something like that?
That's them. I don't know who their agents is. I don't know who was talking to them. Any company that want to shoot you, they will ask you, what's your rate? If you give them whatever your rate is, that's what they're going to go for. My rate apparently was always high because, again, Pinky was my manager.
Right.
So there was no like, oh wow, you're a white girl, you make more than me. I don't look at these bitches' checks. I don't give a goddamn ass.
My rate is my rate.
Yeah, yeah. My rate is my rate. And what they're gonna do is either pay it or not.
Yeah.
That's Kiga, do you watch only black women in porn, or do you like to watch like a variety of different races? Or does it matter?
I told you it's Twitter. It just
whatever pops up on your time. Yeah. Cause I saw they said you follow a lot of porn stars. On Twitter, I saw somebody said that they like he like you follow a lot of porn stars. They said
that. Yeah, they said that, but it ain't like that.
That's why it pop up on your feed though.
And unfortunately, an adult at this time,
all I gotta do is you gotta do is retweet it, and it'll pop up.
That's true. Wow. Follow. But Twitter is not necessarily the porn industry. Twitter is an app, and it's free, and then you're seeing porn.
Yeah.
We're talking like
supporting watching streams.
And a lot of shit that you probably shouldn't be watching anyway, because a lot of those stuff, that those are little children too.
What?
They're not even consensual. When you watch porn and it's on a company, but you never know. Because on porn, that's why you had this thing about like Pornhub with the MasterCard processing and all this stuff, because people look grown. Mm. But IDs and verification is very important in mainstream adults. Mm-hmm. And that's why OnlyFans was about to close down, because you had a lot of these young girls who got their ass done, titties done, all that shit. And if you go to Colombia, they start at what, 16, 15 what? Years old with their bodies? Yes. So
you're not even fully developed yet.
Right.
So it's a thing where you have to be certain of what you're watching. And making sure that what you're putting out is consensual and is good. Because like he said, not all money is good money. And people don't know what they're fucking watching nowadays.
Yeah. Well, what are your thoughts on like women getting their body done and stuff like that? Nothing? Just whatever? Do you?
You got to accept it. It is what it is now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. It's just what's going on.
Is it like?
I ain't got nothing against it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any type of body that you prefer?
I ain't got no preps.
That's a great answer. Keep it up with Kiga.
You say you feel like you found your person also.
I did.
When I said that.
You did say it on Twitter.
I don't think I said it.
Yes, you did. Have y'all met your person yet?
That don't count. It's not an endorsement.
You retweeted it to me. That means you said it. Why'd you retweet that in particular?
Nah, cause I probably was feeling like that at the time.
You was feeling in love
at the time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably. You say things like "I love you" to your girl and everything. Are you like good at expressing yourself?
Like, what you mean?
You know, like, you know, some guys be too cool.
Are you mushy?
Do you say that? Are you romantic?
I don't know.
You like, if your girl be like, "I love you, booby," you like, "You all right?" Like, you, like, you that type?
We cool.
You cool. You all right? Nah, I ain't doing that. You too cool then.
But let's talk about this real quick. I think this is real important, like, because everybody with their OnlyFans and doing the sex work and this and that. Like, when's the last time a fucker's been really tested? So, in adult, it's illegal. You cannot shoot mainstream porn if you're not tested within 7 to 14 days. So, I always know my status. I know my status right now. I always know what the fuck is going on. So, even though this person may be strange to me, he's no more longer strange to me because I know him inside and now out. These motherfuckers do not get tested till they have symptoms.
He got clean semen.
Yeah.
So that's real important when you're thinking about sex and body positivity and doing shit. Motherfuckers is out here just being loose as a goose, talking about, "Oh my gosh, let's do OnlyFans. And you just met this nigga yesterday. Let's start camming in the bathroom at Home Depot and doing weird shit." Yeah. You know what I mean? There is a process to this.
Everybody, like, keep it safe.
Please.
Yeah.
Like, what are people doing? I seen one motherfucker gone on top of the gate with the bitch, and they all the way up at the fence fucking. And there's kids watching. What are you people doing?
On OnlyFans?
No, it's just on Twitter.
I was like, wow. Shout out to Twitter.
Elon Musk, look what you're doing. You have a porn site.
But talk about like some romantic things that you've done. Because I want to hear what makes you, you know, if you are. Because you're saying you don't know. We have to ask her. But I want to know, like, for you, if it's something special. Like, what's something special Key Glock has done? We're just trying to learn you.
I don't know what's special. Like, if they, if I'm in a relationship, some shit just...
Like massage, just, couples no. massages, vacations.
Shopping sprees.
It's or the regular. Flowers, whoever gonna pick all that shit up once you did all that shit. I always wonder who's cleaning all these flowers.
The petals.
Like a
I ain't never like set down a rose and shit on my own. Like,
so like what do you do?
Everything you just said. Like it's just normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's every day.
I don't look at it like special. Nah, hell nah. Not
So if you had to plan something special, like what would it be? Like what would your mindset like?
A birthday, like, a Valentine's Day.
I ex my mama.
What do you think?
Like,
I
ex another woman, not like another woman I talk to. Yeah. But I get a
yeah. You better not do that.
Like I get another woman idea of like what they want.
Mm. What would we tell him to do?
Yeah.
It would be a list of questions. How long y'all been together?
Right, that matters.
I'll tell him just eat a pussy. That's really romantic enough.
We know that ain't happening, so. Okay.
And then get up and make her a sandwich.
Right. You would save so much money.
You save money, right?
Can you cook?
I ain't gonna lie, nah. That ain't my job. Like, I'm from the South. We don't, like, women take care of the household. Like,
but y'all be knowing how to barbecue and stuff.
I got everything else.
Y'all be knowing how to barbecue and stuff like that. I feel like the guys be doing that. Like, especially in the South. They be having their own grills. They bring them.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you know how to barbecue, at least.
They don't rub.
A little bit. Okay. I ain't perfect, but yeah.
And like I said, I feel like being raised by women, you learn how to do those things.
No? Yeah, for sure.
Have you ever been squirted on?
Nah.
Oh.
Ain't happening.
Sad.
Why are you saying it's not happening?
Ain't happening? You can't control that.
Nah, I know I can't, but.
What that dick do?
She'll for sure let me know if she's in a squirt. Like,
I mean, not
so you running out of it if that's about to happen. Like, where you going?
You
what you mean
know?
If I wanted that's that?
By the way, that is female I'm get out the way. That's all.
I ain't gonna run.
He said, I'll get out the way. The girl said he want them sheets
wet. You get done.
You wouldn't be mad, though, if a girl squirted on you.
I mean, you
I ain't gonna lie, I don't
dick.
Even know. I don't know.
I don't think so.
That mean you hit them cords.
Look, this is the thing, because I really don't know if this shit is pee or not.
It's not.
Like, it's
like
coming.
Like, you can say that all day. I don't know.
You talk to
you don't even
body.
Know.
I do know. I'm how a nurse. Because I'm a nurse and I know the human body. No, my license is active. My license is active and I paid the motherfucking $247 last week to renew it.
I was a nurse.
Yeah. I got you. My bad.
I saved your life in this bitch.
My bad.
It ain't pee. Cause you know how you train, you know how you figure it out. You tell the bitch go pee before you fuck her.
Well,
and you say, get it out.
You right.
And
up.
You hear that shit going.
That squirt on you. We can do a yellow.
And then you get
it. A yellow take three.
And watch that shit rain like waterfalls.
Sometimes you don't know. I want squirting in somebody's eyes.
All you gotta do is smell your sheets back. Bitch,
I was like, oh shit, my bad. I didn't know what's gonna happen. So it can happen randomly. Just know that.
Real squirt don't smell like pee pee. And that's that.
Yeah.
If you got that's that true. Scent on your Versace, then that bitch peed on you.
How do you know about his Versace?
Let's start.
No, he got some Versace. He don't even eat pussy.
I ain't got no Versace sheets because shit, I barely be at home.
Look, that's
tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So what makes you freaky? Like, what would you say you do that is like, okay, I got a little freak in me?
I don't know. This shit is just natural. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So you,
like, you got to be more specific.
You talk a little bit in the bed? Like, do you talk shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. But you don't moan unless you're getting head, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. What's your favorite position?
Whatever she like. I ain't got no favorite.
Most guys like doggy style.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, I do, but it's whatever with me.
Are you all right? So, if a choice between missionary or her on top, what do you pick?
Missionary. All
right.
I like being in control.
I knew he was going to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you ask questions during sex? Like,
yeah.
You do?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, there you go. Okay. You
right? I can't even see him asking questions like, is it good?
Whatever.
Where am I coming
at? No, I do. I have asked
it. Is it good to you?
Nah, you not like that.
He not said like that. Stop like, me now, but like, I can't be you like, is it good? I ain't eating your pussy, but is it good as Glock in that shit, eh?
Nah.
Like, what are you doing?
I'm like,
no, like, stop playing for a bitch to be like, dang, you ain't never ate my pussy, Glock. But I love you.
Is that a goal of yours to know, like, what? Like, no bitch could ever say that I ate a pussy, like.
I ain't no girl. It just ain't me.
Listen, December 24th.
Niggas out here for that.
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Chestnuts roasting. Open fire. Like.
She ain't getting this head.
Y'all trying.
Whoever this girl is, we
right,
trying
we,
for
we
you.
We shooting for
we
you.
Trying,
she probably know. Like, keep the Birkin. I want some hair. I'm just saying.
If be that, at home with that rose. That's what she's doing right now. Motherfuckers that don't get head gonna try some other shit. Fuck that. I'm gonna get this nut out with it. Like, not.
She don't need the rose.
What about, like, will you do things like during sex? Will you put your finger in her butt?
He do got that song called Thumbing.
Let me say this. I'm in a relationship now, so when y'all ask me these questions,
it's specific.
When I answer it, I'm not talking about the relationship I'm in now, because I don't want to put that business out there.
Mm-hmm. This is good business.
So, yeah, I have.
Okay, he be thumbing.
Yeah.
He be thumbing.
Yeah. For
sure.
For sure.
With the same thumb
I count with.
You know what I'm saying? But you ain't thumbing the present girlfriend. You got thumb her, too.
He's answering questions in general.
It's not about any specific person. He has put a thumb in a butt.
But what's wrong with that? Like, I'm fucked up. Because I'm like, that's normal as fuck. So, new girl, old girl, all these bitches.
It don't matter her business. Right. She's not asking to be on the platform. He don't want to tell her business.
We don't even know who she is.
Some people do, though.
If he posted, then we would know.
Yeah.
Hmm? We'd be like, that's the bowling ball, bitch, right?
Strike.
That's her, right?
That's it. P-Drive is talking about.
And I'm going to tell me.
She's special because he don't do Nah, she's special because he don't do shit. So he's the first, okay.
He
like
does,
her.
But he's just trying to keep it low. He's trying to keep it low.
Why? I feel like a slut.
Like, do you massage feet?
Nah, I don't touch feet.
Oh, but you
I ain't got nothing against it. Like, I like to look at it, but I ain't got to touch it.
How much a jail?
What I'm getting out of it, like,
her pleasure. It's not about you always.
When you a missionary, she gonna put
you. You think that she like doing all that stuff to you?
What if she ticklish?
You ain't ticklish when that's
you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know.
So,
wait, what's the
right play with your feet?
Yeah, I like my feet rubbed.
Cool
rub my
that?
Feet, kiss my toes.
I swear.
Missionary with a toe in the mouth. Missionary with a toe in the mouth is life changing.
I feel like anything given like what's happening at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like certain guys can make you like things that other guys that you wouldn't like.
But you got to be careful giving up all that, because then now you got to really like that guy, because now he's not going to go home.
Right.
Now, you know, when you get that good pussy away.
I feel like every time you do it, you should make it
everybody good pussy.
As good as possible, because women be feeling like, you know, you don't want to do too much at first. Guys be putting out all their tricks, like, immediately. Well, except
but then they don't want to go home. You give them that good pussy.
Nah, but
they become your nigga.
If it's the first time, you should want to
impress.
Go hard. You better.
Nah, fuck that.
So, have you ever had a situation where a girl ain't want to go home?
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You want them bitches to go.
But then again,
Uber's outside.
Where do you live?
The way I move, like, bitch, you can't even come to the house, really. I'ma leave. I'ma be respectful, I'ma leave.
So you wouldn't go to someone's house, would you?
Nah.
Not if it was Hollywood.
Nah, I ain't with all that.
Beverly Hills.
I ain't with all that.
You gotta get the telly.
I don't give a fuck where you live.
Hotel, you keep the key in the mouth.
Hell no. Because
I think going to people's houses is scary.
It's scary. You don't know what you want.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be killing nobody by no bitch.
Yeah. Unless you got like a whole bunch of people, unless it's like a few of your homeboys with you. And
who don't bring their friends to new people? I'm bringing all my bitches.
As long as you're not alone.
Like a new person? Like, oh, fuck that. Like, you might be crazy, especially if you real rich. Like, it'd be the ones with all the money be having them weird ass fetishes. And now I'm calling them weird. Like, I'm talking
now
about
you
weird.
Calling somebody weird.
Because that'd be me. I don't, never mind. Long story.
Have you ever been embarrassed about somebody you had sex with? Like, you wouldn't want nobody to know? Because you know,
I ain't hitting no anything. That's for sure. I ain't hear no
But
anything.
You gotta have one of them ones like, damn, what was I doing?
I'm telling
Club
you.
Club let out, dude.
I'm telling you, I'll wait. I'll wait.
Nothing even from like the past?
Come
like,
on. Everybody got one of them ones. On,
nothing in between there?
No. If I personally like didn't like you or have a thing for you, I ain't hell no. Nah.
What about somebody that used to look good, but now you seen them on Facebook? They look way different.
Twitter.
Of course, everybody done
back
seen
when he was 11,
people like that.
Everybody
but
everybody looked different.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody.
Hey, damn, I hit that at 11.
And them girls be like, you know, I used to fuck with Keith.
Right.
They posted their little conversations and crying.
You ever deny somebody that you know you did it? Like,
they probably got MySpace chat.
Saying like somebody that I fuck.
Yeah, and denied it.
He was in my Black Planet inbox.
Not
everything.
Damn, Gina, that's far.
You have denied somebody.
I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see how to answer it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I have. Because I didn't want to hurt nobody's feelings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't my girl, but...
It was somebody
friend. They cool with each other, but it's like, if they find out... They frame for a Glock 2 is out here break loose. Like,
You don't
so
want to
I'm
warn
like,
her?
Nah, I don't even know that girl. Like,
you didn't want to warn her?
I ain't finna
her,
stir
like,
shit up for you.
You know that's not really your friend. You didn't want to tell her? I would
nah,
want a guy
I
to tell
I
me.
I don't get it, women, bitch. I don't, hell nah. I don't even want, don't even tell me about your friend,
you
bro.
You would be best friend if you did that, though.
Okay. I don't want to be no big girl best friend.
No?
Hell nah.
You don't have a girl best friend?
My mama.
I mean, yeah, that counts, but like, I feel like it's good to have a girl best friend.
I ain't got no good girl best friend.
No?
Should no man be calling a girl a best friend?
Why?
I'm a good best friend.
I got a bunch of
unless it's his wife, his daughter, his sister or mother.
Nah, I got a male best friend.
What? Yes.
I'm the best friend in the whole wide world.
I bet you will.
But I'll fuck them, they bros, and that's right. Where they gonna stay, brother.
Right.
When I call you bro, just understand what that means. You're my brother. You're not getting this twat or nothing like it. We bros. I got your back.
All right, what about the people that call each other brothers and sisters and still, you know?
I don't like that. I don't like people be like, oh, that's my cousin. Oh, that's this. And then you find out they was fucking. That's so corny.
That's weird and corny.
Yeah, no. That's so whack to me. I don't even be saying all that. Oh, my cousin. I don't never do that. Like,
because a bro code is a different type of relationship anyway. They're telling you about their females. They're telling you about they penile dysfunction, that they don't eat pussy, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're not going to tell their homeboys that.
You know, it's just it's a different code, but yeah, so it's easier, safer like that.
How do your mom feel about everything that's been happening for you? Like, you know, because obviously when you were younger, you used to have to go and visit her, and then for her to see the success that you have now, you know, how is that for her?
She feel relieved, because like, she always used to worry about me because she was away from me already. Mm-hmm. She used to always like wonder how I'm going to grow up, like what I'm going to turn into. Because you know what I'm saying? I was raised by two women, my grandmother and my great-grandmother. Like it wasn't no males in the house. Like my father, like I knew my father, but he didn't play his part right. So I taught myself everything, but she's basically just always telling me, I'm so proud of you. Just always out the blue, I'm proud of you. Because like, I just figured this shit out on my own and made it happen.
How about your dad? Does he try to mend things and have any regrets?
Yeah, my father passed. But yeah, right before he passed, he tried to, you know, reach out as I was coming up. But I ain't feel it. Like, I'm just keeping 100. I ain't feel the love. Like, I was, like, 16, I was already grown. Like, I moved, my mother was still locked up, but I moved at my grandmother's house when I was 16. So, like, I was already grown. It was like, you can't tell me shit. Like, I don't want to hear that shit. It's too late for that now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, that's what it was. But when he passed, of course it hit me because I ain't get a chance to get on the right track with him. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's how it was.
Right.
Yeah.
And your mom also has to feel like, because she probably blamed herself for a lot of stuff, but then to see like that everything did end up.
She used to, but we got over it.
Yeah, because everything did. And like, I know it sounds crazy to say, and I hate when people say it to me, but when they say everything happens for a reason.
You do.
But the life that your the path that your life takes, it only takes that path because of things that happen, you know, prior to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I ended up doing porn and being successful at it. This was not a planned thing. Did I think that I was going to put my body in front of trillions of people and not be successful? I can't say that I did. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was going to give something. Because I'm like, when you like shit and you profess that to the world, either they gonna fuck with it or not. I'm hard to please. I'm picky, so I like detail. So I know what make me satisfied. So it's like, if I like it, they gonna love it. So it was very important. Even when I put the mask on when I did my first scene, I came with that drip. You feel me? It was just something that's why it's goddess. It's like people already know what the fuck I'm like. Okay, here's an example. You have certain porn stars who, when they do their signings and they do these conventions where the fans are like groping on them and touching them, my fans be literally respectably intimidated. Mm-hmm. They know not to eat.
They have boundaries.
It's like, okay, maybe like a bad Barbie, you'll go and like, but Cardi B, you're going to be like, holla. But you might be a fan of both. It's just everybody brings off something. You know what I mean?
And you were able to buy your mom a house, right?
I retired my mama. I did. Damn. But I was already going to do that with nursing. See, that's what my mom, when she found out, she wasn't mad. She wasn't disgusted. She was worried. She wanted to make sure that, are you okay, first of all? And then second of all, you just left your job during a pandemic. It's not even a job. It's a career. I dropped out of medical school. I'm supposed to be a physician. I had enough credits to be a nurse. That's how this all happened. And are you cool? She just had to see the professionalism in it. Mm-hmm. Because people that don't know porn just see porn. They don't know nothing.
It's a whole business behind it.
Yeah, they don't get it. They don't have no idea. You know what I mean? So when I was able to show her the money and to be able to still respectively be responsible for myself, she become cool with it. Because that's, I think, all the parent want.
Did she ever watch anything?
I don't want to fucking know. Okay. But now my family members, yes.
Damn, that's awkward.
And they hit you
Thanksgiving.
Up.
Hell yeah, that's how I know they watching it.
What?
Because the way they saying it, the way they say shit, they talking about my scenes or what I did in my scenes.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I mean?
They'd be like, gas is high. Can you come with us to the gas station?
So, but that's very awkward. And right. That's probably the reason why I don't have a successful boo. Because motherfuckers don't know how to turn the shit off. Mm-hmm. When I'm on set, of course I'm going guac 3000, bitch. This is how I'm getting these awards. This is why I'm getting popping. If I sit there and lay on my back, nobody gives a fuck. I don't want that every day at home. First of all, when you gag like that, that shit hurt your throat. Ask any woman. When she continuously putting your big dick down your throat, all that. The next day, she got sore throats. If she really doing it for real. Because it's a lot of bitches that be like playing. Me, I'm dead ass serious. Like, I'm dead ass. I want my nut. Or I'm tripping.
I understand that happens to me too sometimes, but I just try to push through it because
let's stop playing with us.
Poor Kid Glock didn't know what he was getting himself into, man. He told
people don't really understand, like the dope. You know what I mean? They don't understand. They don't get it.
He was like,
it's a real Hollywood say. You think everybody think they could be a porn star. You know how I'm about to do a master class now because so many people want to know how to be porn stars. It's disgusting how many it's so crazy.
Is there anything you won't do?
Yeah, I don't like shitting.
Well, okay. Whoa. You took it to the next level.
Yeah, you said anything. That is absolutely out for me. Yeah, and okay. I don't like that throw up shitting. Stuff. Whatever that creamy stuff is that people be doing on Twitter, they putting that creamy in the acid. That look like yeast to me. There is class about this whole thing. It has to be sexy. You know what I mean? These people out here doing crazy stuff.
Okay, so when you do your first porn, Key Glock, it should be
eating pussy.
Do you want to? Oh, you want to hear the plot? Okay, yeah. So it could be
except
not that one. Okay, sorry.
So it could be like Saw, since you like horror movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Nah.
So maybe it could. So maybe it could be like, in order for you to get out of the what? Do you want to hear my idea?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so in order for you to escape, you have to eat her pussy in order to be able to get out. And she has to be able to squirt. And then that's how you get out. And so then maybe it's going to be like, if not, then the grinder's going to come and it's going to grind your hand and keep going up until you make her.
I'm grinded.
All right. Yeah. Until you're grinded.
I'm telling you, I'm grinded.
What? He's dying. He
you would be ground up instead of eating pussy?
I'm grinded.
That's something ridiculous. Happens.
He's traumatized.
All right. Well, you hear my movie, so
I ain't even gonna feel this shit.
What?
The shit you just said was gonna happen. This shit gonna happen so quick.
Have you ever heard of something called an Alabama Hot Pocket? I have never heard of this shit before in my life, and somebody asked me about it.
They asked you to do it?
No, they told me to ask her.
They know damn well I don't know nothing about an Alabama Hot Pocket. Baby.
Because you said chit and
apparently that's what they're talking about.
This Alabama Hot Pocket.
Let me stop saying that because that's a fetish. I don't mean to say ill. Yeah. Let me tell you something. People in Dubai,
that is ill,
I'm talking about very, 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 very rich people. Well, literally.
Right.
But they love it.
Right.
It's this fetish.
Kid Glock, don't you even fart around me, okay? We're not playing
that
those games.
That itself is a fetish.
Yeah, that's
farting.
The Dutch oven.
You'd be so surprised.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you in a scene?
So I recently been told by the person and many others that it's no more, longer embarrassing. Anyway, for me, you don't want to be poopity scoopity during an anal scene. You do not want to be poopity scoopity. So long story short, they wanted me to squirt out of my ass.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, you can. So they wanted me to squirt out of my ass. And that was part of the scene. And the guy, I had to put a carrot in my ass and he had to pick it out the ass. And
how many carrots?
Just one. Well, we did a few because of different takes. But one is what he was supposed to be taking out of my ass. So anyway, he puts his mouth to my ass. I squirt. So then
We're fucking. God. We did the anal. Everything's great. I'm like, great. This is great. For some reason, while I'm squirting, this fool wants to come down there and he got some shit in his mouth.
Ooh.
That's his fault. Mind
see, this is it.
I am squirting right now. Move away.
See, now we just discouraged Creed Glock from doing right. anything. Right. Oh, I feel like he was that. Right there. He was right there.
No, you're fine. You can eat pussy. Yeah, what I'm telling you is,
you just ruined
they
it.
They asked me to squirt out my ass, which called, you have to, now your ass is liquefied, right? So that was all, my body is not mm-hmm. connecting with the brain. He should have just left me alone because the penetration from him licking my pussy while I'm squirting is the reason why I started pushing harder. It's just a little book. But anyway, he wanted to take me bowling afterwards.
We talked about bowling earlier.
Wanted to bowl and bowl.
No, he did. And by any means necessary, he is not from America. He's a European. He thought he was totally turned on by that. Crazy. And I was super embarrassed. I'm like, I am going home and I quit porn. I will never do this again.
Crazy. So what's the
so that was the most embarrassing.
What's the training that goes into
squirting out your ass?
No.
Yeah, we I've never heard of that.
That's
my first time hearing that.
Now, I'm not doing that ever again. This is why.
I feel like to be a porn star though, you have to have a certain level of training, a certain level of endurance, like to be successful.
I love to fuck. I don't even know what else to say.
That was cute, Sway. You yeah. made it all professional.
I got the endurance.
Level of endurance.
You got like, nah, I am a fuck. Very busy person. I gave my life to people. I was a nurse. So when I'm home with the motherfucking square feet, the shit that I pay for, nigga, fuck me to the gods. Like, please.
Are you in a relationship?
Are you in a committed?
Like?
Unfortunately, it's not anymore because he became a fan of Ebony Mystique and forgot about me. Mm. The Mimi.
But when you having sex as Ebony Mystique versus...
No, but I still will be Mimi and Ebony Mystique at the same time at home, but you're not going to guac 2000 me all the time. Put me down. Why am I way up here in the sky? You don't even do this. Put me down. I didn't even like it when the guy on the scene did it.
I want intimacy. I was acting.
I want slow motion. I want to know the birthmarks on your body if you my nigga. Right. Like, do not guap 2000 me all goddamn day long. That's boring for me.
Right.
I do this shit at work. Are you kidding me?
All right, we gotta wrap it. We gotta wrap it up. Key Glock gotta go. How did you feel about today?
You feel the love?
No, I'm chilling. I'm here.
We brought Key Glock out. Oh, no. I'll get him back later.
Feel like we had him right there, ready to go home and be like, I'm gonna try this shit.
Yes. Well, they asked. I don't think so. So do not squirt out your butt, is what I'm trying to say.
I didn't know that. Sounds like something else.
I ain't never even pictured that in my mind.
All right, shout out to Browsers for that scene. Thanks a lot.
Well, he's definitely going to look you up later on and see what...
Don't watch that one. You don't see the poop anymore. Go ahead.
Ebony Mystique, how can people find you?
Okay, my Twitter is EbonyMystique1. My OnlyFans is onlyfans.com/Ebony_Mystique. And my new Instagram, because this is page 11, is Ebony Mystique Official.
All right. Page number 11.
It is my lucky number.
And Key Glock new EP is available right now. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You going on tour?
Yeah, I'm finna go back. Mm-hmm. I'm finna go back in the first quarter of next year.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah, first quarter.
We'll be there.
Okay. I'll be back out here.
Well, I'm glad you didn't quit. Okay, because I know before you were like, I ain't doing this, but we're really
not
happy.
Not yet.
Yeah, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, something
we're
like
fans.
That.
Yeah.
Before you become a pilot.
She's a fan.
I'm already a pilot.
She's a fan. See, look, you got fans in here.
And I saw that you also responded to a tweet that you and Dolph have new music coming out.
Dolph got a new album. Yes.
Okay, he got a new album coming out.
Yes.
All right, music. And you got like 95 other songs that you didn't use on this EP. So
9,500.
Okay, stop playing with him.
For sure.
All right, well, I do appreciate you for coming through, though. I know this was a lot for you.
Nah, it wasn't nothing.
I hope you try some things, though.
Maybe.
Just Pam, one of my favorite comedians. Make sure y'all check her out, Pam. Yay. What's going on for the holidays?
Not much. Got a couple of shows.
Don't say that.
Up.
You got a lot going on. Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of shows coming up. Definitely working in New York heavy. Gonna be out in Vegas and
for New Year's
Eve. Still working with the Plastic Cup Boys. I'm just out here. You know, that's it. I'm out here. Follow me on Instagram.
Should they be calling them Plastic Cup Boys and Girl?
Don't push it, Yee. They're going to be like, since Angela Yee said, and the girl, you are no longer on the island. I'm like, thanks, Yee. Get in where I fit in.
And Swaggy C, so much respect. I appreciate you for coming through and everything that you do on Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
I appreciate it, Yee. Mm-hmm. Thank you. At Swaggy C on the socials. And I'm on Sirius XM Monday through Friday, twice a day, Hip Hop Nation in the Heat.
Working hard.
Yeah, for real.
Yay. Next time we're going to ask you some of these questions we asked P-Glock.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I would like to know.
Damn. Put you in the hot seat.
Swear, we're a little quiet over there.
Yeah, don't do that, Glock. Don't do that.
You want to ask anything before we get out of here?
Yo, Glock, don't do that.
Put you in the hot seat for real.
I really do.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You got one question, and she got to answer it.
Right.
Make it a good one.
Would you have a threesome?
Would I have a threesome?
With a male.
With a male? No.
With one male?
No.
That's a no. She said no.
It's a no. It's a hard no. Like, you eat pussy, it's a hard no.
Hold on. What if you was in the little sour shit like you were talking about?
The which one?
The little soft
the
shit, like
scenario that you said.
Or you gonna die?
Yeah,
or you
gonna
die?
Yeah, I get out of the room.
She
gonna
be
in there.
Go ahead.
You gonna
get
grounded up?
Yeah, nah, I'm not getting grounded up. I'm out of there.
How you getting bent? You getting bent up, right? I'm bent.
Well, we both have something in common.
Somebody
got
hope out there, Swag.
Hey, don't pull on Fredo Bang. I see.
Yeah, let's do it.
You made it a good one. You made it a good one.
That was good.
Yeah. That was funny.
I know I ain't going in the grind.
You down for whatever.
I'm down for whatever. I ain't going in no grind, you know?
You let somebody squirt out their butt on you?
Oh, I'm going in the grind? Shit. I ain't saying I'll be happy about it, but I'm going to live to tell about it.
That's right.
Nah, I ain't going in the grind, though.
All right, lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.